Ladies and gentlemen, if you have your Bibles, would you join me in Hebrews chapter 11? Are you there? Hebrews chapter 11. If we go all the way to the bottom, in fact, let's start in Hebrews chapter 10. Just turn one page back, one chapter back. Right at the end, it makes a statement that Pastor Jenny loves. It is part of what Pastor Jeremy Pearson spoke about. And I want to just leave a few minutes nugget with each one of us for the school that is graduating, but for also for us as a family. It says the following in verse 38. Are you there? Hebrews chapter 10, verses 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But, what does it say? If any draws back, my soul, this is God, has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but we are those who believe to the saving of our soul. The key section for me that keeps on grabbing me the last few weeks is this. To the students, to the faculty, and to each one of us. But we are not of those who draw back. My closing words to the students would be this. We are not of those who are drawing back. Who are those who draw back? So I started to look at the Bible and I started to look at examples throughout the Word of God to get an idea of who is those whom we should not be associating with. The first example is David. You remember the story very well where David came and he walked to go and take bread and food to his brothers. There was a group of soldiers who were fearful of taking on the giant. Friends, we are not of those who are fearful of taking on the giants. There was a difference. They were both unique. The one was serving mammon and serving everything else but God. And then you have the Israelites who are the chosen people of God. Any one of them should have been able to take out the giant. But only David was not of those. I go New Testament. Two people get thrown in jail. At about midnight, the Bible says they were not murmuring and complaining. I don't know if they were rightfully or wrongfully thrown in. I don't know what rules have been broken. It's not clear. But at about midnight, what did they do? They started to worship the King of Kings. We cannot be of those who sit and murmur. We are not of those who turn back. But we are of those who would do what? When the circumstances dictate one thing, we will declare something else. Worship is the important part of seeing the presence of God come in. If I jump back, I find Gideon about to attack. And what is the problem Gideon faces? God says to him, there are too many of you. Hello. I mean, the enemy we're about to take is five times bigger than what we are. And you're telling me, Lord, we are too little. We're too many. We need to get less. We are not of those who will look back. We are not of those that will retreat. We are of those that will push through. Where some were lapping the water, some were drinking like dogs. The Bible says Gideon was instructed to remove more and more. And my heart's call, my prayer for each one of us as students, each one as a church, as we're about to enter the year of 2017, there's only a few more weeks left, that we will not be of those who will turn back. But we will be of those that will push through. 2018 is going to be a great year. It is going to be a phenomenal year. It is declared it's going to be a year of the Holy Ghost and of fire. God is going to do something powerful. We are not going to be of those who are going to be sitting back. We are not of those who are going to be holding on to 2017 or 16 or 15. Once when I was young, I did. No, we are going to walk boldly into 2018 and the years that lay ahead and do what God has called us to do. God has called this church to increase, to grow, and to become successful. We are not of those who do what? Who retreat. Who look back. Who give up. The Bible says in Matthew that he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. As we've seen school of ministry first years grow into second years, as we've seen the interns, the first years, the second years develop in RBR, I know one thing confidently. We are those who are going to be boldly moving forward into what God has for me. I'll conclude saying this. The end of last week, just before graduation, all the final prep was taking place. A lady came to me. She's an intern. She sat in my office and she made the following two statements to me. One, she says, I was in ministry for a few years, but I was dry. I had nothing left in me. My bones were dry. I felt burnt out. I felt like quitting ministry for the rest of my life. In fact, a few times I felt like quitting. She says, however, I came to RBI. I am totally different. My life is so changed. I'm so full of fire. I have so much zeal in me. I wish I did RBI first and then went into ministry. And she spoke around what God did in her life. And then she made the second statement. She said this. She says, watch this space. Talking about herself. She says, I am going to get out there and do what God has called me to do. In fact, I'm going to do it in such a way that RBI as a school will be proud of me. And I thought, come on, Hebrews 10. We are not of those who turn back. We are not of those who are going to give up. We are of those that will make a difference in the year. And so I salute each one of the students that have dedicated a year, 2 years, and even 3 years of their life preparing for what God has. I know that the word that's gone in will produce. The word is very clear. Whatsoever man soweth, he will reap. After sowing so much word in you, guess what you're going to reap? The outworking of the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The more you get into the word, the more you're getting into God. And so the more God's in you, the more God's going to radiate through you. And the more you're going to start to impact people's lives. What a privilege that is. To be able to know that we serve an almighty and good God. Amen.